This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fourth week of middle summer. This week, the Earth is wavering, balancing at its mid-year pause, vacillating between the high, excited birdsong of spring and early summer and the rhythmic, rasping chanting of late summer's katydids and crickets. And I wait in this quiet, expectant space. The third week of July, the 193rd day of the year, as the great pull of the sun reaches its limit and sways on the edge of the sky, then breaks apart among all the spent petals of the garden, folds into the darkening foliage of middle summer, and the decaying strata of May and June. I look for cheer, for sense, and for meaning in old details, and I list the history of events around me, coming to terms with loss in its teaching. My favorites have been bloodroot and hepatica, red quince, mock orange, strawberries, raspberries, iris, honeysuckle, privet. And when I turn the listing upside down, where the past is still to come, my nostalgia goes away. The cycles are bound together, closed and tight, says the history of the flowers and the berries. Whatever is taken comes back again. Nothing ever leaves the circle or is left behind. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fifth week of middle summer. In the meantime, get up early to listen to the growing silence of the morning as the robins and cardinals end their summer songs.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.